This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Clara Asmian with the news. First, the top stories. The International Monetary Fund has revised downwards the estimates regarding the growth of the Romanian economy this year from 3.8% to 2.8%, according to the latest World Economic Outlook report. The Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu pays a visit to Qatar, and the former Prime Minister Petre Roman and the former Deputy Prime Minister Gelu Voican Voiculescu can be criminally investigated in the June 1990 miners' riot file. The International Monetary Fund has revised downwards the estimates regarding the growth of the Romanian economy this year from 3.8% as estimated in October to 2.8%, according to the latest report, World Economic Outlook, published on Tuesday by the International Financial Institution. According to the new IMF forecasts, after an advance of 2.1% last year, the economy will grow to 2.8% this year, accelerating to 3.6% in 2025. As for inflation, the IMF forecasts that Romania will register an average annual growth of 6% this year and 4% next year, from 10.4% in 2023. Also, the IMF expects Romania's current account deficit to remain at 7.1% of the GDP in 2024, similar to the level forecast in October and to that of 2023. Regarding the unemployment rate, the IMF estimates a level of 5.6% in 2024 and 5.4% in 2025. The Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu and members of his cabinet on Wednesday traveled to Doha, the capital of Qatar. They are due to meet a number of high-ranking Qatari officials to discuss the consolidation of bilateral cooperation in key areas such as agriculture, transport infrastructure, new technologies and energy. An important role will be played by the dialogue between the business communities from the two states and talks on the organization of a future business forum. The Prime Minister Ciolacu is accompanied on his trip by the Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Transport, Economy, Energy, Agriculture and Digitalization. After Qatar, the Romanian government delegation will travel to the United Arab Emirates. The former Prime Minister Petre Roman and the former Deputy Prime Minister Gelu Voican Voiculescu can be criminally investigated in the 1990 miners' riots file after President Klaus Iohannis approved on Tuesday the prosecutor's request to start the criminal prosecution of the two officials for crimes against humanity and sent the request to the Justice Minister. In the same file, President Klaus Iohannis approved also this month the criminal prosecution of the former head of state Ion Iliescu, accused of giving the order for the forced evacuation of the demonstrators from the University Square in Bucharest. The three were at the helm of the country during the miners' riots in the period June 13th to 15th, 1990, when demonstrations against the government were violently repressed by law enforcement, with the help of miners called from the Jiu Valley. Four people were shot dead, and over 1,000 others were injured. The Romanian tennis player Sorana Cristea was defeated by the Chinese Qin Zhan Zheng 6-2, 6-3 on Tuesday in the first round of the WTA 500 tournament in Stuttgart, Germany, with total prizes worth about $800,000. Cristea, ranked 29th in the WTA ranking, played her first match on clay this year. Another Romanian, Gabriela Ruse, will play on Wednesday against the Japanese Nao Hibino in the first round of the WTA 250 tournament in Rouen, France, with total prizes worth over 230,000 euros. The Romanian Culture Minister Raluca Turcan on Monday started a five-day visit to Italy in the context of the 60th edition of the Venice Art Biennale. The agenda of the visit included participation in the opening of the exhibition What Work Is by Sherban Savu, presented at the Romanian Pavilion within the Biennale, as well as participation in the new gallery of the Romanian Institute of Culture and Humanistic Research in Venice. We come back to that after the news. The Romanian Interior Minister Cătălin Predoiu said on Tuesday in Bucharest that in the Schengen history there is no example, to his knowledge, in which a state was left with only part of its borders in the free travel area. He made these statements after a meeting with his German counterpart Nancy Faeser. We believe that history will be confirmed this year in 2024, and Romania will complete this file with the support of the Member States, the Commission, and in good cooperation with Austria, the minister pointed out. And that's the news.
The registration of candidates running in the election for the local administration on June the 9th has begun. This is Daniel Bill to the microphone with a report by Bogdan Matei. The super election year in Romania, as newspapers have dubbed it, with presidential election in September and parliamentary election in December, comes with a first on June the 9th. The ballot for the European Parliament will be taking place concurrently with the election for the local administration. 15 political formations have already submitted their lists of virtual MEPs, adding to the already known 7 independent candidates. Tuesday will also see the registration of those running for the seats of mayors, presidents of local and county councils, and for local and county councillors. Political parties, alliances, the citizens' organizations belonging to national minorities, and independent candidates can submit their candidacies at the election bureaus until April the 30th. The documents, according to a decision of the Central Election Bureau, must include a list of candidates, a list of supporters for each candidate, a copy of their ID documents, income and interest declarations, a declaration of accepting the candidacy, an affidavit that they didn't work for or collaborate with the former political police of the communist regime known as the Securitate. The election campaign for the European Parliament on the public and private radio and TV channels starts on May the 10th, 0 hour, and ends on June the 8th at 7 hours. The press expects a noisy and intricate campaign due to the unexpected overlapping elections. Analysts say that this risks to contaminate debates over Brussels policies, such as the famous and unpopular Green Deal, which stirred heated debates among the candidates over potholes on certain village roads. According to mass media, the most bizarre is the situation of the PSD-PNL government coalition. When they decided to stage the two elections on the same day, the rulers invoked the idea of cutting expenses and the turnout, which is supposed to be higher when people must vote for their mayors than for MEPs. Furthermore, in another absolute first, the two ruling parties have drawn a joint list for the EU election, although they are part of different political families at European level. PSD belongs to the Socialists, whereas the PNL to the People's Party. In Romania, however, the Social Democrats and the Liberals will have their own candidates in city halls and county councils, and that promises a cutthroat election race. And although the election campaign hasn't started yet, political debates on various TV channels are already fraught with mutual attacks between the representatives of the two ruling parties.
Romania is participating in the 60th Venice Art Biennale with a project entitled What Work Is. We bring you more in a report by Leila Camil. A prominent event of the international contemporary art scene, the Venice Art Biennale, will soon open its doors on April the 20th, thus turning Venice, once again, into the world capital of art for more than 7 months. Organized every 2 years, the event, which has reached its 60th edition, brings together over 330 artists, most of them from South America, Africa, the Middle East and Asia, and also enjoys 88 national participations in the national pavilions in the Giardini, the Arsenale and in the city center of Venice. The Biennale will open with a central exhibition entitled Foreigners Everywhere, curated by Adriano Pedrosa, who is the first curator of the Biennale from South America. The expression foreigners everywhere has several meanings. First of all, that wherever you go and wherever you are, you will always encounter foreigners. We are everywhere. Secondly, that no matter where you find yourself, you are always truly and deep down inside a foreigner, explains Adriano Pedrosa. The project that will represent Romania is titled What Work Is. It is authored by Sherban Savu and curated by Ciprian Mureșan. The project, which explores the relationship between work and leisure, will be exhibited in the National Pavilion, a building inaugurated by the Romanian historian Nicolae Iorga in 1938, as well as in the new gallery of the Romanian Institute of Culture and Humanistic Research in the center of Venice. In Romania's pavilion, visitors will have the opportunity to see more than 40 paintings, which will give them a glimpse of Savu's works and technique in the last 15 years. According to the Romanian Cultural Institute, the exhibition is a reflection of the iconography of work and leisure, inspired by historical realism and an ideology deriving from the Eastern Bloc propaganda art. Rather than contesting or dismantling these discourses directly, Savu questions them, wanting to depict moments of pause and suspension in which the boundary between work and leisure fades out, the Romanian Cultural Institute writes. These moments of uncertainty emerge as reflections of deep-going social transformations. In turn, Sherban Savu stated his interest in the world between worlds, between the rural and the urban, between work and leisure, a hybrid and undefined world, or one which is beginning to take shape, a world of the peripheries that encapsulates all the possibilities of the future. Many of my characters, the artist explains, rest during their working hours and work in their free time, in a state of anarchic suspension, outside the productive system. Sherban Savu's characters are totally different from the representation of the worker in the official art of the communist regime, as they are neither heroic nor monumental. They are equally iconic for a failed political social project, and especially for today's world, in which they try to find their place and meaning. That was Radio Newsreel on Radio Romania International, broadcasting from Bucharest. You can also find us online at www.rri.ro.
Focus on Romania.
Next up in this program, it's Song of the Day. Listen to Smiley with his song, Your Color.
În albastru ochilor tăi, picur albul dintr-un nor, auriul din cercei, verdele din semafor. Vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta. Vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta. Niște mov de pestru, roșu din buzele tale, sunt un pictor și mă bucur la paleta de culoare. Vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta. Vreau doar culoarea ta. Dacă toți de pe stradă ar ști cum să vadă ce văd eu de când te cunosc, poate nu m-aș mai simți așa norocos. Tu mi-ai dat lumea în culoarea ta. Unde mă uit nu te mai pot uita. Și noaptea noastră e
oraș, un ustru pe curcubeu, peste trupul tău golaș, arunca un pic de eu. Vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta, vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta. Castaniul tău din păr, asurtat cu mâna mea, oranjul din portocală, e așa fresh în cara ta. Vreau doar culoarea ta, culoarea ta, vreau doar culoarea ta. Tu mi-ai dat lumea în culoarea ta.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Inside Romania.
Welcome to Inside Romania with me, Eugen Nasta. They are linked to the Easter celebration. They may be the mere outcome of the fine weather that invites us all to socialize outdoors. In any case, the month of April welcomes us with a great many fairs mounted countrywide. We wanted to have the taste of the April fairs. Saturday, we're going to have a stopover in some of them. The first weekend of April saw Fasching kicking off, that is the crepe celebration in Prejmer, located in Brasov County. Now in its 17th edition, in 2024, the event went beyond the borders of Brasov County, since, as an absolute first, it has been included in the offer of a tourism agency. Apart from the main attraction, which is the exhibition of crepes that are also put up for sale, tourists could witness the passing of a Fasching caravan, which has the purpose of warding off evil spirits and bringing the spring. Bucharest has its own generous offer of fairs in Prier. Traditionally, the Prier Fair is held in Romania's capital city. Prier is the traditional name of the month of April. With details on that, here is Urban Event Association's Corina Beraru, an events organizer.
Este a 10-a ediție a Târgului de Prier, pe care îl organizăm la Muzeul Național al Țăranului Român.
It is the Prier Fair's 10th edition we have organized at the National Peasant Museum in the month of April. 60 traditional craftsmen from all over the country will gather here, artists, producers of fasting, but also of non-fasting food, collectors with peasant antiquities. They will all display top-flight samples of what they have been manufacturing in time, with a spring-related set of themes. There will be artists with flower-themed paintings, with paintings made of pressed flowers, egg painters, ceramic, traditional leather produce, jewels, necklaces, crocheted or felt toys, wood or glass icons, wood carvings, but also other young artists of all sorts of decorative objects, with lavender, with trees, with rose saplings. We have a producer coming from Dâmbovița with a wide range of aromatic plants, of flowers, of trees, which can be planted this time of the year. Here is Corina Beraru once again with details on the fair proper. That has by now become a tradition, and the National Peasant Museum is a most welcoming host. People got used to that. They await the weekend fairs. It is a family fair where people come to have a stroll, to watch and admire the artists at work. The weather is fine and demos will also be held. They bring their kids to see how the traditional items are being made. It is a fair where people come and buy their own supply of season's produce, fresh fruit, vegetables, preserves, stews, syrups. They come to have something to eat there, from the traditional kurtosh koloch, or a flat donut, or a crepe, to the food prepared on the spot by the traditional outdoor seating eatery based in Dębowice County. It is a special world, a beautiful world, of the connoisseurs and for the connoisseurs. They come to have a chat and search for treasures. The Catholic Easter is now over. The Palm Sunday follows suit, which will also be marked by a traditional craftsman fair staged by the National Peasant Museum. But somehow people are already entering the stride of the feasts. They get ready for the Orthodox Palm Sunday or the Orthodox Easter. The egg painters turn up, and people come and have a taste of this and that, so they can place their orders for the Easter holidays. Or they just come and enjoy the fine weather and the fine people of the fair. Cultural referent with the Sulina Culture House, Florentina Dunaev, gave us details on the Blue Mackerel celebration, now in its 7th edition in 2024, and which is scheduled to be held in late April.
Festivalul este dedicat vieții ce se desfășoară pe maluri de ape.
The festival is dedicated to the life on the water shores. Center stage as part of the event is the migration of the mackerel schools upstream along River Danube towards the places where they spawn. This migration had in time a strong bearing on the lives of the people living there. It is a yearly sign of spring totally settling in, being also a source of food, but a reason for celebration for us, those of the Danube Delta. Each year it is held in spring. This year we're holding it on Palm Sunday, since fish is allowed on this day, and then those who are still on a fasting diet can also come to the celebration so they can have a taste of the mackerel prepared in many ways during the festival, grilled but also marinated. Yet there will also be other fish-based dishes and not only mackerel. However, it goes without saying the mackerel will be the queen of the festival, just as we like to say, each year. Cultural referent with the Sulina Culture House, Florentina Dunaev, gave us details on that. The event seeks to preserve and put to good use the cuisine based on traditional recipes of the Delta, to promote the Danube Delta's tourism potential, but also to preserve and capitalize on traditions. Taking part in the event will be ensembles, teams of cooks from the Danube Delta. The food will be fish-based, there will be canned fish, but also fish stew, marinated fish, fried fish, grilled fish. There will also be goldfish and catfish, most likely. Each stand will have a diversified fish offer. Yet the most squeamish ones can taste a little mincemeat roll, those who do not eat fish, I mean. And that was Inside Romania.
This is Radio Romania International. Cultural event.
Hello and welcome to our culture feature, I'm Calin Cotsoiu. Opened at the end of last year, the annual exhibition of the Bucharest Art Gallery is part of the celebration of 30 years since Romania became a full member of the Internationale Organisation of Francophonie, 1993. The middle of the 19th century, illustrated by the works exhibited in this exhibition, marks the moment when the contact of Romanian artists with great European art becomes increasingly intense. Teodor Aman, the founder of the School of Fine Arts in Bucharest, is among the first Romanian painters to study in Paris. Angelica Iacob, head of the art section, Bucharest City Museum, spoke to us about some of the works that can be seen in the exhibition called Between Romania and France, A Remarkable Fine Arts Journey. In this exhibition, you can admire works signed by Romanian artists from the 19th century and the first part of the 20th century. We start, of course, with Teodor Aman, Nicolae Grigorescu, and Ion Andreescu. They are very well-known artists, names with resonance for the public. but in this exhibition we present original works signed by them. For example, the works by Daoud Rahman exhibited are landscapes made in France. One of these is Walk in the Park. Signed by Nicolae Grigorescu, we have original graphic works such as A Costumed Man. Another very interesting work signed by Nicolae Grigorescu is Souvenir de Barbizon. It is a work that also reminds us that the Romanian artists who arrived in France studied not only in Paris, but also at the famous Barbizon School, continuing to the renewal of the fine arts language in the 19th century. And in that moment, plein air painting represented a turning point for the art we all admire. Also coming from the Barbizon School, we also have a unique landscape recently restored, signed by Philippe Marin. It is a landscape captured in the Fontainebleau forest. Philippe Marin is known above all as a sculptor very well represented in the heritage of the Bucharest Art Gallery. And we are glad that now we have the opportunity to show this painting, which we believe can enrich the perspective on his work. During the interwar period, many Romanian artists completed their studies in France with famous teachers and artists of the time, Lucien Simion, Jean-Paul Laurent, Henri Matisse. And here is Angelica Iacob, head of the art section of Bucharest City Museum. As it is known, Romanian artists turned to France, visited exhibitions, studied together with their French colleagues and those from other countries, and contributed to the consolidation of an art that was at the time in a process of upgrade. I remember the fact that our artists exhibited at the official salons in Paris, also that a salon of independent artists was established in France, which also happened in Romania, so there are many correspondences that can be established between French and Romanian art. You've been listening to Cultural Event.
Next in this program, sports.
Hello, this is Daniel Beals on the microphone. Shooting sports at world level has very few top-notch performers capable of measuring up to the achievements of Romanian Corneliu Ion. The Romanian was in turn a world record holder as well as an Olympic and European champion. Also, Corneliu Ion walked away with medals in all major shooting sports competitions. In the rapid-fire pistol event, Corneliu Ion was two times capable of getting the maximum number of points, 600 out of 600. Corneliu Ion was born in Focșani on June the 27th, 1951. Between 1971 and 1988, he was signed up by Steaua Bucharest Sports Club. As early as 1974, Corneliu Ion took international rankings by storm, winning the silver medal at the World Championships. Corneliu Ion became a European champion in Bucharest in 1977. We should note, however, that Corneliu Ion's career best is the gold medal he won in Moscow in 1980. At the end of a cutthroat contest, Corneliu Ion outperformed his challenger from the then German Democratic Republic, Jürgen Wiffel, after no less than three playoff ties. We recall that Romania came in seventh in the nations competition at the aforementioned edition of the Olympics with six gold medals. Back then, an appreciable number of Western countries boycotted the Olympic Games. In Los Angeles in 1984, countries belonging to the then communist bloc boycotted the Olympic Games. Romania did not join in a form of protest that was masterminded by the then Soviet leaders. In the nations competition, Romania was the runner-up delegation with a tally of 20 medals. In the rapid-fire pistol event, Corneliu Ion walked away with silver. In 1985, Corneliu Ion became a European champion, which was his last remarkable performance as a competitor. Corneliu Ion graduated from the Academy of Economic Sciences in Bucharest. In 1989, he graduated from the International Shooting Sports Trainers School in Wiesbaden, Germany. Corneliu Ion's specialized background as well as his business studies enabled him to be a successful holder of several management positions in the world of sports. Corneliu Ion retired from competition in 1988, and for 12 years he was head of the shooting sports section with Steaua Army Club in Bucharest. Between 1990 and 2001, Corneliu Ion was president of the Romanian Shooting Sports Federation. During his term, a couple of excellent sports shooters, such as Sorin Babi, got prestigious results in world-level competitions. And that's all from our sports desk.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Coming up next in the program, here is Truly Romanian. I'm Eugen Nasta.
Jocul pădurenilor, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Și ale bunicenilor, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Mândruță de la dăbâcan, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Unde ți-ai făcut pătrânța, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Dar obiști de unde ai, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. De loc bună din pălare, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ai mândruță în sat la joc, la dai dai da la na 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 na. Că stă bine cu coșoc, la dai dai da la na 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 na. Coșocul-i făcut la vadă, dai la da 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 la la. Să te joc mândru cu dragă, dai la da 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 la. Dar știi mândra mea cânta, la-i-la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la. Păi cum știe aș juca, la-i-la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la. Am cântat și-am tot juca, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Și de lucru ne-am zita, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Am cântat și-am tot juca, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Și de lucru ne-am zita, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You have just been listening to A Song of the Woods, performed by the late Dragan Muntean, a traditional music vocalist from Transylvania in central Romania. Next stop in the program, here is a love song from Dragan Muntean's native region, Pădureni.
De cu mâna ei se-mi bracă, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la. Dragă-mi, fata săracă, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. De cu mâna ei se-mi bracă, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la. Iar fata bogatului, la-i-la-la-la-la-la. De din mâna satului, la-i-la-la-la-la-la. Ai sus pământul mare, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Mândra mea pereche n-are, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Una-i sus pământul mare, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Mândra mea pereche n-are, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Merge sara la izvor, la-i-la-la-la-la-la-la. Și umple patracul dore, dai, dai, la, 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 la. Sărăcuț o fost mândruța, dai, la, 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 la. Strângea greul cu cătrânța, dai, la, 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 la.
Sărăcuț, s-o fost mândruța, da-i-la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Strângea grâul cu cătrânța, da-i-la-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Dragan Muntean had a tenure-track job with the Romanian television starting from the mid-1980s. Coming up next in the program, here is a wedding song from Dragan Muntean's repertoire. You're next invited to listen to a satirical song performed by Dragan Muntean.
Bine-ți șade mândruliță, hop, lele, hop, cu o preșe cu cătrânță, hop, lele, hop, dar și mie-mi șade bine, hop, lele, hop, cu n-ai parcurs de tine, la-di-la-di-la-di-la-di-la. Ia fașeț-o țâr de loc, măi, hop, lele, hop, cu mândruța să mă-ntorc, măi, hop, lele, hop, că-i faină și-i șede bine, hop, lele, hop, când se împărite lângă mine, la-di-la-di-la-di-la-di-la. Faină și se de bine, hop, lele, hop, când se împărite lângă mine, la-di-la-di-la-di-la-di-la.
We end Truly Romanian today with a faded love song from Dragan Muntean's repertoire.
Să mi-e peste mine trece jale, la 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 la. Asta mă spune mine trele mele, la 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 la. Zece ani aș duce-o bine, de n-ar fi doruri pe lume, da la da 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 da. Zece ani aș duce-o bine, de n-ar fi doruri pe lume, da la da 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 da. Zece ani și-o pare-ntreagă, da la da da la da 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 da, de n-ar fi mânduța dragă, da la da da la da da. Dragoste bătut iar focul, că tu mi-ai mâncat norocul, dai la da 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 la da 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 la da da. Dragoste bătut iar focul, că tu mi-ai mâncat norocul, dai la da 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 la da 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 la da da. Merg la sapă și la plug, dai la da da la da 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 da, numai dragostea minune, dai la da da la da da.
Living Romania.
Coming up next in the program, new names on the cover. Welcome to a new edition in our New Names on the Cover series. I am Eugen Nasta. From sheer pleasure to engaging challenge. That is what reading has turned into in the age of the internet, the age of the online social media and the online coverage of an expensive cell phone. As for literature, it is and has been seriously challenged by cinematography, by the film imaginary, so much so that more often than not, these days, when you read a novel, or a short story, or a novelette, you can easily recognize the speedy visual pattern of a film, of a video clip, or that of a live feed. Challenging today's high-tech and sophisticated visual with quality literature is something extremely difficult as we speak. Teen and post-teen sci-fi has developed into a subgenre in its own right around the world and, to a certain extent, in today's Romanian literature. Young and unexpectedly young writing never ceases to surprise us. The other day, I had the chance to run into a piece of news on the internet informing us on a cultural and literary event that I thought should not go unnoticed. The BUDS, Reading and Creative Writing Circle, staged by the Lucian Blaga Humanities High School in Constanța, in the southeast, coordinated by Dr. Anastasia Dumitru, a member of the teaching staff as part of the aforementioned high school, staged the book launch event of the debut novel The Said Dynasty, Dinastia Said in Romanian. The book was brought out by the Celebris Publishers. The author is the high school's 8th grade pupil, Cristian Dorian Hiastru. The foreword of the book was written by Professor Anastasia Dumitru.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
You with Radio Romania International, new names on the cover continues. I'm Eugen Nasta. The event was organized jointly with the Romanian Writers Union's Dobrogea branch, Romania's Professional Journalists Union, the Celebris Publishers, and the Inter Artes and Albatros magazines. The event was held on Monday, March the 25th, 2024, between 1 a.m. and 3 p.m. Playing host to the event was Lucian Blaga High School's Festivity Hall. Attending the event were Eugen Tiron, the president of the Florirodica Tigiciacomi Cultural Association, the president of the Constanza Haiku Society, Laura Vărceanu, Mircea Lungu, a member of the Romanian Writers' Union's Dobrogea branch. The aforementioned personalities took part in a debate run under the heading Book and Reading, Which Direction Are They Going? In the foreword of Cristian Dorian Hiastru's novel, The Said Dynasty, Dr. Dumitru Anastasia highlighted the fact that the author, we quote, Cristian Dorian Hiastru had the courage to make his debut with an adventure sci-fi novel entitled The Said Dynasty. In an age where the youngsters fall prey to the playful electronic, the eighth grade pupil at the Lucian Blaga High School in Constanța offers his colleagues, and not only them, the pleasure of reading a unique and unusual novel meant to take them to the fictional world of a colony and of the planet Mars. As for the author himself, Cristian Dorian Hiastru, he highlighted the fact that, quote, I had several attempts to write, yet what I've best resonated with was the version of this novel. I write because writing is my call. In 2022, I spent a couple of days without getting sidetracked by anything, trying to realize what my ultimate purpose was. The conclusion I reached was that writing was my ultimate purpose, unquote. Science fiction is a subgenre which has been very popular among young readers, and not only them. For our English-speaking listeners from around the world, I wanted Cristian Dorian Hiastru to tell us all why he was so passionate about writing science fiction. Cristian Dorian Hiastru.
I am passionate about writing science fiction as I grew up watching and reading this genre. I like writing science fiction because I can portray various concepts and ideas through the lens of future civilizations with advanced technology. Also, with writing sci-fi, I can take a more morally gray approach on the battle between good and evil.
Again, for our English-speaking listeners from around the world, I also wanted Cristian Dorian Hiastru to describe at least two of the characters in his novel whom he thought were relevant for the type of literature he wrote. Here he is again.
The two most important characters in this novel are Max and Matthew. Max is a supposed alien child of prophecy who gets adopted by Matthew, the human ruler of Mars. They are relevant to the type of literature I write as they are breaking overused archetypes. The characters are flawed, they often break their morals, they go overly violent. That is because they are loosely based off historical figures. Max is not the ideal chosen one, as I first thought of him as an anti-hero, and that is what he becomes at the end, blinded by revenge. Matthew is a flawed mentor, trying to make Max not repeat the same mistakes that he did. In the end, he fails. His wisdom comes from his mistakes. And that is why they are relevant to the type of literature I write.
How much is the type of science fiction literature Dorian writes influenced by the famous science fiction films of the 20th or the 21st century? Once again, here's the young author himself.
My world-building and themes were slightly influenced by 20th century science fiction films. However, what I'm trying to do is expand my writing beyond the legacy that these great film writers have set. My novel explores unique concepts and narratives that diverge from the cinematic influences. Also, there are themes in my novel that haven't really been applied for sci-fi before.
Are pupils of Dorian's age passionate about reading science fiction? Here's Dorian puzzling us out.
My close friends, classmates, and family were excited to find out what my novel was about. My family were the first to read it and they gave me their honest opinion. After my classmates found out about me writing a book, I started reading some of it to them. They were always curious about what was about to happen next.
Are Dorian classmates, close friends and family, passionate about reading his debut novel, the Said dynasty. Here's Dorian once again.
I hope that in the future I am going to continue to pursue writing in this genre. However, for near future I do not know, as I have some exams coming up. But as I clear that up, I hope to pursue writing, especially science fiction. My book is free for everyone who wants to read it. For people in Romania, the book is available to borrow at the Central Library from Constanța and the National Library from Bucharest. For the people outside Romania, it will be soon available online, also for free.
That was 8th grade pupil and young author Cristian Dorian Hiastru, whose debut sci-fi novel, The Said Dynasty, has been recently launched as part of an event staged by the Lucian Blaga Humanities High School in Constanța in late March 2024. For Radio Romania International, I am Eugen Nasta in Bucharest. Bye for now.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International, Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk, I'm Eugen Nasta. You're invited to listen to Maria Pietraru performing the song When I Left Home.
Dorul pe masă, bundița în cui la grindă, pe badea plângând întinde, Ionel, Ionelule măi. Eu mă uit, el nu mă-ntoarce, nici cu mâna semn nu face, Ionel, Ionelule măi. Și noi venit să văd cine m-a dorit. De s-ar face satul roată, nu mă mai întorc vreodată, Ionel, Ionelule mă. De m-ar vrea cine știe, m-aș întoarce în satul meu, Ionel, și spune-i că nu s-a acasă, Ionel, Ionelule mă.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, Channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.